Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, July 12th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. Apple quietly updates Bootcamp beta. Podcasting continues to gain in popularity. Nike Plus iPod is set for release, and Apple stocks are still looking good. Apple has released an updated version of its beta Bootcamp software, which lets Intel Macs run Windows in a separate partition. A report from Mac Fixit notes that Apple hasn't released any information in regards to any changes that may or may not have been made within this release, though Mac Fixit assumes that it may include revised versions of the Windows XP Mac drivers. According to the report, the revised software has been quietly updated because Apple does not offer technical support for its beta software. It is official, Nike and Apple will release the Nike Plus iPod Sports Kit on July 13th. The kit was announced in late May and allows Nike Plus Ready footwear to communicate with the Apple iPod Nano through a sensor in the Nike Plus footwear and a receiver plugged into the Nano. The runner can receive audible updates on speed, distance, and calories burned upon request throughout the run. The Nike Plus iPod Sport Kit will be available soon through the Apple Store, Nike Town, Nike Women's Stores, NikePlus.com, and select retail stores in the U.S. There are a lot of reports that claim that Apple shares will drop because of the iPod delay. Even so, according to Forbes.com, analysts are saying that Apple shares will be valued for the long term. It has been predicted that Apple shares will rise above Wall Street's estimates. Analyst Robert Semple believes that MacBooks could save Apple for the September quarter, noting that Apple has shipped out 450,000 units and not the prior estimate of 310,000. Semple feels that shipments will grow as Apple continues its migration to Intel-based Macs. According to the analyst, it has been estimated that Apple will offer guidance to revenue of $4.6 to $4.8 billion, with earnings per share of roughly 50 cents, lower than Wall Street's consensus estimate of 52 cents. Apple will likely reduce its iPod inventories as it prepares to unveil new iPod offerings, which are expected in September or October. The analyst mentioned that even though the stocks will be unstable, he reiterated his outperform rating on Apple shares. Nielsen's net ratings has revealed that 9.2 million web users have recently downloaded an audio podcast, and 5.6 million web users have recently downloaded a video podcast. Podcasting is now on par with those who publish blogs. The report claims that young people are more likely to download an audio or video podcast than their older counterparts, as web users between the age of 18 and 24 are nearly twice as likely as the average web user to download audio podcasts, followed by users in the 25 to 34 range, and then the 35 to 44 age groups, who are also more likely than the average web user to do audio podcasting. Apple's iPod is the main reason for the podcasting boom, and not surprisingly, audio and video podcasters are over three times as likely as the average web user to use Apple's Safari as their primary internet browser. According to the story, audio podcasters are more likely to visit Macworld.com, and video podcasters are more likely to visit StarTrek.com. If you'd like more information on the findings, visit NielsenNetRatings.com. Mac It Better has released its latest version of its archiving tool called BetterZip 1.2. BetterZip lets users quickly inspect compressed archives without first deleting their contents. Users can add or delete files using drag and drop or delete files from archives. The new version increases speed when opening and removing archives and currently handles archives with zip, tar, gzip, bzip2, 7-zip, and others. It can open Java, jar, war, and ear files in various compressed tar formats. More archive formats will be added in the near future. BetterZip 1.2 is a universal binary that requires Mac OS X 10.4 or later. A 30-day trial version is available for download, but if you want to buy the software, it'll cost you about $20 US. Coming up, is it Argo? Is it Zune? Is it even real? When the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Rust Sound has released a new add-on to its full house in-wall and ceiling sound systems and has made them fully iPod compatible. The iBridge dock makes the iPod accessible to any room in the house without any new controllers needed. All the songs in the iPod library will be available through controls throughout the house, and the iPod-esque interface on Rust Sound's touchscreen remote, as well as song information. The new system supports multiple docking stations identified by name when accessing the system. The audio dock is available now and it costs $425 US and includes iPod adapters and support for existing universal dock adapters. Audible is adding sermons by Bishop T.D. Jakes, who is the pastor of one of the largest megachurches in the US, to its online library. According to the Wall Street Journal, Audible is offering a digital subscription service for sermons from the church and will charge subscribers $14.95 US per month to join the Potter's House Audible listener plan that will offer spiritual teachings as audio downloads. It has been reported that the Reverend Jakes is going to hand out iPods to promote the podcast sermon at the upcoming annual MegaFest, which expects to accumulate over 200,000 people in Atlanta's Georgia Dome next week. Nova Media has introduced iSync Phone Plugins 3.1 that features Motorola A1000, Nokia 6131, and Sony Ericsson's K610 and K800 support for Apple's iSync software. It makes entering names and numbers into your phone much easier, and it synchronizes contacts and dates with your Mac. The list of new devices now consists of more than 34 mobile phones from Motorola, Nokia, Siemens, and Sony Ericsson. It is compatible with any Mac OS X computer that runs Mac OS X 10.4.7 and iSync 2.3. However, according to the company, the plugin does not work with iSync 2.1, 2.1.1, or 2.2. You will have to use a software update feature on your Mac to update the latest Mac OS X and iSync version. Microsoft is ready to create its iPod competitor. In the last week, the company has dismissed the ongoing reports as rumor and speculation. But more and more reports are claiming to have more details on the device, including its codename Argo. But then another report claimed that the codename was Zune. Whatever the name, there are pictures available, and between you and me, it looks a lot like an iPod. Guess you don't want to mess with a good thing. But iLounge has reported that Microsoft is approaching a third-party product manufacturer and has asked them to join its own alliance of developers of add-on kit for its future device. The report claims that Microsoft will use its own proprietary docking mechanism for the device, and the manufacturers of the third-party kit will be asked to pay a license fee for access to the technology. According to the report, the fee will be set lower than that of Apple's Made for iPod scheme. Well, Zune or Argo or iPod Killer, I'll believe it when I see it. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll be talking to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.